I was reading an interesting article in the New York Times, and it talked about extreme poverty in the world. I guess there are 769 million people who would be considered living under extreme poverty. Now, the way they categorize it, the way that they say that you live in extreme poverty is if you spend, if you make or use $1.90 a day. And so by that standard, there are 3.2 million people in America who live in extreme poverty. But most places in the world, if you live in extreme poverty, say, for instance, if you live in a poor area, but it's warm, and there's food around, there's certain concerns you don't have to have. You don't have to worry about child care or gas or electric bills or stuff like that or food, because even though you're very poor and you don't make a lot of money, there are certain resources you have access to. You know, there are more poor people who live in the West in the United States of America because it's warmer, so you don't have to pay for heating bills. It's a lot of stuff like that. But if you aggregate it out, if you average out what you have to do in the United States of America, that the figure for us would be $4 a day. So if you make $4 a day in the United States of America, you are living in extreme poverty. And so because your considerations are different, you do have to worry about food and child care and gas and heating and air conditioning and schooling and clothes. So you have other concerns. But if you live in the United States of America, you can be considered extremely impoverished, making $4 a day. And that would bump the number up to 4.5.3 million Americans living in extreme poverty in the United States of America. To quantify that, that would be roughly the size of the population of Minnesota. So an entire state in the United States of America lives in an impoverished state, extremely impoverished state. And I say that to say that isn't it ironic that the poorest of us, that the people who are least privileged, the least opportune, the people who have the least opportunities, are reticent to share that opportunity with people? Do you know that if you live in the Mississippi Delta or you live in Appalachia, you're as poor as somebody who lives in Bangladesh or Vietnam? But they're the first ones to yell, get those immigrants out of here. They're the first ones to yell, build the wall. And they're in that exact same situation. I think the problem is we don't recognize us when we see us. We don't recognize how impoverished some of the people are. It's hard to be empathetic to people you don't recognize. If you take rats and put them in a laboratory, rats with the same markings are sympathetic to other rats they see with the same markings. The opiate crisis became a crisis because people in power had sympathy for people who look like them. They didn't have sympathy for people who did crack because they don't necessarily look like them. Did you notice how when Obamacare was going to go away, people were shocked that so many people who were white came and showed up? Because it looked a certain way in their mind. You did, the reason that the gay and LGBTQ movement has made such advances because you recognize them. They're in your families. Isn't it ironic that we don't have seem to understand how we connect to poor people, how they live here? 5.3 million Americans live in extreme poverty, the size of the state of Minneapolis, 1.7% of our population, a whole state. But you find the places that have the most impoverished people, the people who are least opportunity, that have the least opportunities, are the most reticent and the least empathic. We ridicule them. We malign them. We mock them. Do you realize that you have no call to do that? You don't have a call to mock them or to ridicule them or to malign them, because at the end of it all, you have to understand you are them. Being white ain't the armor it once was. If you are poor and white in America, you might as well live in one of those countries you malign. Little note from the GED section. We got the Jazz Report coming up. This is the D.L. Hughley Show.